Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're just joining us, I hope you're enjoying your Labor Day, having a little alcohol, doing a little grilling, having some fun. We don't have to worry about getting you home today.
No.
So, it's all good. We talked a lot of college football in the first hour. We'll talk a lot more college football. What we didn't get to talk about was the Sam Bradford trade.
Mm. Well,
I don't understand. You maybe you can explain this to me.
No, I can't.
Like, I'm a five-year-old.
I'll try, but I can't.
Why everyone is just in love with Sam Bradford? Why they keep throwing money at him? Why they throw draft picks at him? And hey, I tweeted this out the other day. The Eagles come out looking like Costner in Draft Day, and I make fun of that movie for being so awful. And then these guys go out and really do it. It's like they go get three quarterbacks, and you think, oh, wow, they really screwed up. And the next thing you know, they pawn him off on the Vikings.
How does this happen where, you know, they've got Sam Bradford, who you can tell the Eagles were looking to at this year as sort of a, we're going to let our quarterback situation just kind of play out until Carson Wentz is ready.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, I don't know how many snaps he even took this preseason. I mean, he's been hurt,
so he didn't play the last three.
So the call comes in, and they say, hey, what do you think about trading to Sam Bradford? And at first you're like, no, we're good. And then they're like, well, we'll give you a first rounder and a fourth.
They could become a two.
I mean, how do you say no to that? Sam Bradford has had more first-round picks wasted on him. And this is the reality. If Sam Bradford weren't a number one overall pick, teams would have given up on him being great a long time ago. If he were a third-round pick, people wouldn't be, with the career that he's had so far, people wouldn't be, oh, we'll give you a first and a fourth. We still see that potential. No, they wouldn't. They would have said, that's just a guy. But because he was a number one overall pick and people were enamored with him enough to draft him that high, he still got that value to him. I don't see it. I know Sam Bradford's not good. I think Sam Bradford is a – do I think he's one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league? Yeah. Do I think he'll be one for long? No. Get a few more quarterbacks in this league and they'll eventually bump him out of that spot. I think he's just a – he's a middle-of-the-road journeyman-type quarterback who happened to be taken number one overall at some point. Can't stay healthy. I understand what Minnesota's thinking. We've got a very short window with Adrian Peterson. We want to win now. But I don't know what makes you think that Sam Bradford is the guy that's going to help you win now to the point where you're willing to mortgage your future for that. I mean, you're giving up a first-round pick, and, you know, if they're right, if the Vikings are right on this, maybe their first-round pick is the 26th, 27th pick, and then it's not a big deal. But the likelihood of that just seems so slim based on what Sam Bradford's ever done. And, hell, Sam Bradford, you're talking about a guy who is coming into a new system, has always struggled his first year in a new system. I don't know what you can expect from him. Like, I don't know when you can expect for even the best Sam Bradford, which isn't that good, to show up. So I thought it was a very, very poor decision by the Vikings, a desperation move, which, again, I understand they want to win now. I just think I would have felt better with them giving up a second or third round pick for Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, giving up a one and a four for a guy that we know is just a guy. Chase Daniel may have that upside still. We don't know what he is when he's given the reins and he's the man. We've never seen it, really. Bradford, we know, and we know he's not worth a first rounder, yet the Vikings seem to think that he was.
And that fourth rounder can become as high as a two if they do well, which if they do, I'm not sure they won't care. But Monday Morning Quarterback had a whole thing about how it came about, and it was such total BS because you're reading it from the Eagles side, like, oh, we weren't going to trade him and all this. Bull. When they said, we'll give you a first-round pick and something else, okay.
I mean...
Yeah, I'm throwing you this guy as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And then the justification from the Vikings side is like, well, look at the very end of last season. He was playing as well as anybody. He always has stretches of two or three games where he doesn't suck.
Look at the rest of his life.
He's just not consistent, and he doesn't do it on a consistent enough basis. And he's hurt all the time. And imagine what's going to happen if he goes and snaps his knee week two, and you're down two quarterbacks. Just like that, and you just gave up a first-round pick for the guy. If you break Chase Daniel, oh well. Let's try Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, sports.
Sports, first-time caller. Man, the game at University of Houston OU was off the chain this weekend. I had the chance to attend that game. It was an environment like none other, and I actually had picked U of H to win that game. You know, Coach Herman, he's been doing like a fantastic job. Just his track record from when he had Alabama in a championship game to Florida State to OU, it just shows that he has the coaching mindset to battle any of the big giants. And I think he would be a great fit, which is a time me leading into saying that I think he would be a great fit at LSU if he could, you know, get that gig. Also, I would say Art Briles would be a good candidate as well.
We got to cut you off with Art Briles.
I don't think Art Briles should be getting a job.
No,
at this point. And
it is week one. We're not going to sit here and do this is a great fit for Tom Herman thing in week one of the freaking college football season. All right.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of time to talk about that
at the end of the season. If LSU lost four games and UH goes undefeated or even loses one, that's a worthwhile conversation.
Yeah.
LSU, if they fire Les Miles, they're not doing it today because they're going to pay him for the rest of the year anyway. And Tom Herman's not coaching LSU next week. If they do hire Tom Herman, it would be at the end of the year. So there's no point in getting ahead of ourselves on that.
And, yeah. And Art Briles' name should never come up for any major job
again. Let's stop with that, Art Briles. I don't care how good of a coach the guy is. I mean,
there's not a single school that would...
Jerry Sandusky could have been a really good coordinator.
Yeah.
when he gets out, should he coach again? No.
No. No.
Dustin says, which QB is better, Bridgewater or Bradford? I mean, neither has shown much yet. But Bridgewater is young, and he's improved every year we've seen him. I assumed that this year, Bridgewater was going to have a better season than Bradford. I mean, Bradford is going to beat what Teddy Bridgewater, what I expected out of him, Bradford's going to have one of his best seasons. And I just don't see it.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
Lamont says, does the Bradford deal make you wonder about Bridgewater's health? I wondered about that anyway. Like, when you hear about that injury, that's not just like a... That could be more than a year injury. You know, people always make there's the misconception that when a guy's injured, like when a knee's hurt, you blow out a knee, it's 1 year and you're good. There's some knee injuries that are longer than that. Specifically, like those microfractures are pretty bad. What happened to Sam Bradford was pretty gnarly. I mean, to Teddy Bridgewater was pretty gnarly. And that could be more than a year.
Well, and that's in that Monday Morning Quarterback thing, they kind of alluded to that. That's one of the reasons why they did it, is that, you know, they don't know how long he's going to be out.
But also consider the fact, hell, let's just say that the doctors do this surgery on Teddy Bridgewater and they say, man, it just doesn't look good in there. I don't know if he's ever going to be right again. Wouldn't you rather have a first-round pick than Sam Bradford on your roster?
I would, but... They obviously think different. My buddy Roger sent me this picture of Sam Bradford with his Vikings helmet and his Vikings playbook. Hand the ball. Well, number one, hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson. Number two, do not throw the ball. Three, just give it to Peterson. Four, don't get hurt doing any of the above. Five, but seriously, though, don't throw it.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. We're talking about maybe 20 throws per game that they're going to get out of Bradford. That's a lot of picks to give up for that. Because this is still going to be a run heavy offense. It was going to be a run heavy offense to begin with. I think it's going to be even more run heavy now. So because there's no way that they trust Sam Bradford more than they trusted Teddy Bridgewater, who's coming into the third year with this team, and has a division title under his belt. There's no way they trust Bradford more than they trust him. And you know, Bridgewater's not a guy that had a green light to chuck it around the field whenever he wanted yet either. This is still an Adrian Peterson team, but I think they're going to lean on him even more so now, which, and we've talked about on this show before, talking about a 31-and-a-half-year-old man, eventually he's not going to be able to handle that workload. We'll see, yeah. See if he can handle that for a whole year.
I don't blame them for making an all-in kind of move. It's just that's not the guy.
I think
guy.
They made the wrong one.
I just don't think it's the guy. And I guess we'll find out. I hope it works out for him because I like the Vikings and I think they've got a really good football team at 21 positions now.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's that big one that's the problem. Let's get Justin on real quick. What's up, Justin? Justin?
You? Sports.
Hey, sports, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say one thing about the say one thing to LSU fans. LSU or Les Miles has a good team. He has a very good defense, good offense. The only thing he's lacking is a quarterback, and that's their championship right there. If they were able to bring in a quarterback,
yeah. But
when
has Les Miles ever shown you that he can find a quarterback?
I'm not sure, but he needs to, I guess, work on recruiting on bringing in a quarterback. I'm just saying that they need to be careful what they wish for. Because, I mean, they could easily bring in another coach and end up with a losing season in that division.
I'm with you on the on careful what you wish for, but I don't know. It may be that LSU or Les Miles just doesn't know what a good quarterback looks like because every time they find one, the guy's a bum. And now I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I mean, because they've had some guys that have done well for them, but that's relative. Like Zach Mettenberg, if he went to a school besides LSU, people would consider him probably a failure. But because he was at LSU, where the bar is set very low, he's probably the best quarterback they've had in the last 10 years. I mean, that's how crazy it is.
Yeah. That's just been a constant thing since he's been there. And I get fans being frustrated with it. But you also have to look at the big picture and that's a good program, but you get the wrong guy in there, and Jerry DiNardo, I'll just remind you of him.
It's not an automatic win kind of place. You know, it probably should be, but I don't think it is, specifically because of the like where they play. In that SEC West, you've got to have a good coach in there to compete, and it's been a long time since LSU didn't have a good coach. But make no mistake, they've gone through stretches before where they didn't have a good coach. They've just been blessed to have a run of Nick Saban and Les Miles over the last 20-something years now. Again, careful what you wish for, but I do understand that frustration for sure.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And listen, if you're sitting there grilling today and you're looking out and you got a vehicle sitting out there in front of your house or out in your yard or in your garage and you don't know what to do with it, and maybe it's running, maybe it's not, maybe you're going to fix it up, donate it to Houston Can Academies because they're going to come and tow it free of charge. Your donation is going to be tax deductible, so you're going to love it when you're filling out the taxes here at the end of the year. And they take care of all the paperwork, everything. So they're going to come to you, and they'll make it fast and easy. And the cool thing about it is it doesn't matter where you are. If you're over in Beaumont, if you're in Lake Jackson, they'll come up there, tow it away, take care of everything. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, and they're back in school now. And these are good kids, man, that have had problems at other schools and had to drop out for whatever reason. Some had to get jobs. There's just a bunch of reasons. And Houston Can Academies takes them in, gives them another chance. And so many of them take advantage of that chance and go on and graduate. And you can help. You can get rid of something you're not using anymore and do a good thing for somebody. All you have to do is donate that vehicle. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Hope you guys are having a great one. So, John, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk did you get after the game? On
I didn't get, like, drunk. I had, like, four big beers, but I threw up a little bit at
night. You did throw up a little bit?
At night.
How many beers did you drink?
Like, four. I don't think whatever I ate didn't sit well.
So you don't think it was an alcohol-related vomit?
I think so, and then I got back home around... I had some stuff to do. I got back home around 5, and I passed out for like an hour, and then woke up, and I wasn't feeling well. So, I don't know. I'm guessing it was alcohol-related.
Are you kind of ashamed?
A little bit.
Four beers?
Yeah, and then the week before, I had a bunch of whiskey, and then I threw up again. And I'm getting to that. I'm younger than you guys, but I'm getting to that point where the alcohol is not sitting well with me.
What's?
Because I don't drink every day. I drink primarily on the weekends.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I don't know. I mean, what's going on? Are we losing John?
I think we might be.
Is he still a blitzer?
He still does get drunk on air sometimes and sing karaoke.
Yeah. I had some of that that beer that Gus brought us
over. Yeah, Brew of H.
Yeah, Brew of H. Yeah. That was pretty
solid.
Good. That was
a
good.
Solid beer,
that was
yeah. Good. That was my first half. I killed off the growler of that and then got into some other stuff. But
no, man. But watching that game from the stands, it was the best game I've ever been to in terms of any football game, just kind of being in the stadium. I think it was about 60-40, 55-45 U of H, and I was coming in. I was thinking it was going to be 60-40 OU because OU does travel really well.
Yeah,
and a lot of OU fans are up in Dallas. And I figured it was going to be a lot of OU, but no, there was more Cougar Red than Crimson. It's hard to tell, but you can kind of tell from the sound of the stadium.
And it's funny because there were a bunch of OU people staying downtown that obviously were in town for the game only. And so when I was walking over to the bar, boy, they were some dejected dudes, man. They looked suicidal.
The fans sitting next to the left of me were there was one OU fan, one Cougar fan, a Tech fan, and a Texas State fan because they all had their gears on. And like the other than the U of H fan, the other three were going for OU for some God knows why. I don't know why the Texas State guy was cheering for OU, but they were like screaming about every penalty that was called and kind of shot. And when that kick got returned, that missed field goal got returned, people in the upper deck were throwing beers, throwing beer cans and stuff, and kind of drenched us.
Was, oh, boy.
Yeah, and then we kind of looked up and went, what
stay
the hell's
classy,
going on?
Boomer.
Yeah. No, I think it was U of H fan that was excited about that return six.
Oh, okay. So they threw their beers?
That's
yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah.
What's
you
going
drink
on with
your
you,
beer.
Coug?
And it wasn't good beer, but it was still beer. Because they only serve a certain kind of beer at NRG.
That's not good.
Yeah, I got my new shirt all drenched in, a light.
Yeah, speaking of beer, the Gus brought us that Friday. Last week, somebody brought me something else, and it crumbled in my bag. And it smelled up the bag to the point where I had to scrub it. Well, Friday...
Are you talking about pot?
It was a cookie.
And okay.
It got ruined?
No, it didn't get ruined. Trust me, I salvaged it. But Friday, somehow, I had taken a couple sips of it, and I didn't get the cap back on the growler right. So when I get home, now it smells like beer.
Oh, man.
And I'm just like, if I get pulled over...
You're irresponsible with the way you transport things.
And then, you know how I go through laptops, right?
Yeah.
I just got this one fixed a couple months ago. Not this one. My good one with the screen. I open it up Saturday morning to, you know, get online and make some plays. Little tiny crack in the touchscreen. And not only that, it's pressed up against the computer, so now it's acting like it's being touched. So I'm back to the old laptop, and I had to order a new one. I almost bought a Mac. I probably should just go over to Mac at some point.
Knowing your history with computers, I don't think you should buy anything expensive.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm going to spend about $400 on it. But
if you do get a good computer, you should really get a backpack that has like a laptop sleeve.
Well,
like a protective cushioning. Yeah. Honestly, bag has like a compartment for my laptop.
I don't know how it happened because it was fine when I got home Friday night and I closed it and put it away. And I've been real careful with it. You probably noticed I've been way too careful with that thing since the last time. And no, it had a crack in it.
You know what's lasted a long time? Your headphones.
Yeah, don't jinx it. Damn it. Because I used to go through headphones faster than laptops. But, no, these have lasted. I've had these for about 6 months now.
Good for you.
Might be a career high.
Mine were out on the table again, so I'm guessing someone used them earlier today. I hate everyone here. Well, did you hear that new show, Jung? What'd you think of them?
Yeah, I caught a lot of it driving in because, you know, there's horrible traffic. But it was good.
So I know Joel worked for the Rockets before. Has he hosted a talk show before?
I think he's done some fill-in stuff, and he's done, like, post-game and pre-game stuff.
Okay.
Why? Well,
like, hosting just a normal sports talk show? This is the first time he's done it?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
I was just curious of what experience he had to do that. So I'm just wondering. I thought, you know, maybe he did, I don't know how long he's been gone from Wisconsin or whatever, but I didn't know if he did radio up there or what.
No, I think he's been in Houston for a very long time.
No, has he?
Yeah, championship Rockets years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has stories from back in the day on the plane and that kind of stuff.
Is he going to tell those stories?
He told me. You can ask him. I'm sure he'll tell you, but I don't think he wants to tell anything on air.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah.
I want the dirt, man.
I want to hear the good stuff.
Oh, if you ask him, I think he'll give you the dirt.
Yeah, but I want to share the dirt with the people. So you can't tell me stuff like that off air because I want to tell the people.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So
I'm not a good secret keeper.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in today. Hope you're having a great Labor Day. So you were coming from down south, so the traffic was brutal, huh?
Yeah, there was an accident on 45, of course.
Of course.
You were coming from down south?
Yeah, I was with Teresa.
Ah.
Spent the morning together.
Ah.
Just had lunch.
Spent the night together?
No. Oh, yeah, I mean, I stayed over there.
Yeah. All right.
We went shopping for my brother's, you know, my brother and his wife's pregnant, so we're heading up to Dallas this weekend.
So, when you spend the night there, do your parents ask where you're going?
No.
They just don't care, huh?
No, well, I mean, right now...
Do they know you're fornicating?
Well, right now, I'm living in the Heights, so...
Oh,
yeah, okay. With my buddy in the Heights.
Okay. So, they don't really know that you're out. Like, they think that you're spending the night in your twin-size bed by yourself.
Yeah.
But instead, you're going down there and... Gotcha.
It's a good thing they don't listen to the show.
They do not.
No, they don't care. They don't care about this show.
So I just pulled off something pretty impressive. Today was the last day at Saratoga. It's closing day. I just hit every single race.
You went undefeated?
I went undefeated, 11 for 11.
Good for you.
Yeah, just hit the last little trifecta there.
I think I was 9-2 on my official plays over college football weekend. It was a very solid weekend.
I haven't played I am 5-1 on my actual plays since the start of the season, which is pretty damn good. And I'm not playing a lot. I mean, I'm picking my spots a lot more, but 5-1.
I've tweeted out every pick, every play, and I've actually gotten some people saying, hey, thanks for the play. That's nice of you to make me some money.
Yeah, because the only one that I did this weekend that I was a Michigan over that we talked about on the show, and a lot of people thanked me for that. So.
Yeah.
And that was easy money.
Yeah, it's actually been nice to not have a bunch of a-holes. Yeah.
They're out there. They're coming.
Wait till I have a 2-9 week. It'll be right there. And I'm thinking about a play for tonight. I'm still not 100%.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning the same way
I've
you are.
Lean. If I end up doing it, I'll throw that up on Twitter as well.
But, yeah, I just haven't decided whether I'm going to do it or not yet, which, yeah, the ones I've been iffy on that I haven't pulled the trigger on, I would have missed. So I'm a little iffy on this one, so I probably won't play it. All right, very quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is Win. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we haven't even had a chance to talk about the NFL season starting here in 3 days.
All we talked about
was Sam Bradford.
We got a whole week to talk about that, or at least two more days.
Yeah, and we got our good buddy Stanford Radback, former NFL cornerback, former Cougar. Good to see you, buddy.
How you guys doing? Happy to be back on. It is a great day out here in Houston.
It is.
Great day, new day. Tom Herman, shout out to you.
Are you one of these guys who's worried about him leaving at the end of this season?
No.
Are you just enjoying the ride?
I'm not as worried because I think that with this win that we just had over OU, the smackdown that we put on them, I don't think there's any way that they can keep us out of the Big 12. I don't, and I think that if U of H goes to the Big 12, they'll be in a Power 5 conference, and I can't see any reason why Tom Herman wouldn't leave unless it's for one of the historical franchises, like a Michigan or somebody like that. So,
what about an LSU?
LSU, that might be a tough one also. I mean, LSU has been, in my opinion, overrated, and just the way they go about doing things been behind the eight ball for so many years because LSU's got a great team. Man, they need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Until they get a quarterback, they're going to stack that box against Fournette or any other stud running back coming through there, and it's going to be the same result every single time.
Besides the UH game, well, what caught your eye this weekend? Get a chance to watch that Texas game last night?
That's what I say is what caught my eye next is that UT, they appear to be back. And one of my good friends was telling me, he's like, Stan, UT has this young quarterback. In about 2 years, he might be a Heisman candidate. I was like, man, whatever. We were just talking about this on Saturday night over dinner. And apparently he's on to something because that young quarterback, what's his name, Bouchel?
Steve Bouchel is dead. Shane Bouchel.
Yeah.
Steve Bouchel was the third baseman for the Rangers. Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to go watch Nolan Ryan play.
Oh, yeah, I remember Bouchel.
Yeah, it's his son.
But, well, that's his son for real?
Yeah.
Wow. Guess it runs in the family. But yeah, UT, they appear to be back and they appear to be fighting and playing for something. So you really got to enjoy what Charlie Strong has done with that team down there.
We were talking about this a little bit in LSU fan melting down and everybody melting down, but these were high profile matchups across the board. There were good football teams were going to lose games this weekend. And we saw, I think
just like tonight.
Yeah.
Ole Miss and Florida State. Somebody's going to lose that game.
How do you think that one's going to go?
I'd probably give it to Florida State. Okay. I would. I think that they're a little bit embarrassed by the way U of H smacked them around back in January. So I think they want to get back on that winning upswing.
Let's talk a little NFL here. We mentioned the Sam Bradford trade. I think both of us thought that.
I was blown away by that.
Yeah?
I was blown away by that.
In a good way or a bad way?
I was just shocked because I remember Spielman, the GM, he came out, I believe it was on Thursday or Friday, and he said that he's not going to mortgage the future just for a guy who may be here for 7 months. And they gave away a first-round pick, obviously, for Sam Bradford, but you still have Teddy Bridgewater, who should be back in 2017. So now, if Bradford goes in and does, let's just go ahead and say adequate, and they go to the divisional round of the playoffs this year, or maybe even the NFC title game. I don't see them going to the Super Bowl. Then all of a sudden, now you got a little bit of a situation because Bradford's going into a contract year. Teddy Bridgewater will be going into his fourth season, whether you pick up his fifth option or not. And that's a guy who was pretty much in line for another one of these big quarterback deals coming down the pipe. But with Bradford now in the mix, it just muddies that water as far as where is Minnesota trying to go? Because it seemed like all it took was just one knee injury, and now that could change just the trajectory of the franchise.
Well, and I think there is some concern that he may not be ready next year, that it is that bad. So we shall see. Which game are you most looking forward to this weekend? We got NFL.
That's three days away. That's a tough one. I think that the Denver-Carolina matchup is going to be intriguing. Carolina's got a bunch of rookies back there in the secondary. You got Simeon now as the quarterback for Denver. I just want to see a lot of games this weekend because I'm tired of this preseason crap of all these guys running out there who aren't even going to be on the roster come start of the season. So I'm just glad that we got some good football that's going to be had this weekend. And I'm interested in just about every game there is pretty much except the Giants and the Cowboys.
You're not interested in that?
Romo's not playing. Dak Prescott and the Giants secondary was trash last year. It should be a little bit better this year, but I'm not overly intrigued about the Cowboys and the Giants. No, I'm not.
Dude, I really want to see that game. That game and Detroit at Indy was another one I would have liked to see. I want to see what Andrew Luck looks like.
Yeah.
They're on at the same time. It pissed me off. They got all these bummy games at the noon segment, except there's some that, you know, they might be competitive, but I don't know that there's really an interesting matchup.
Bengals and Jets could be a competitive game, but
it's not like the Bengals and Jets are teams that I love watching play. But then that New England-Arizona game, I can't wait, even without Tom Brady.
And I think maybe not
having Tom Brady makes that game even more interesting. So that's the game. The night game is the one I'm looking forward to the most. But I actually want to see that Giants-Dallas game because I want to see which one of them is going to fall to 0-1 and start panicking immediately.
Yeah, that's how it is with them every year. I think Arizona's intriguing because I would not be surprised if they take a step back this year because they haven't looked good all preseason. Albeit, you know, it's just preseason, so you don't have to play your starters just like in the third preseason game without Honey Badger and Patrick Peterson. But Arizona, they're really kind of scaring me a little bit. So I'm intrigued to see how that's going to look against New England because I would not be surprised if New England comes up out of there with a victory, even with Garoppolo playing.
Well, Carson Palmer better be a lot better than he looked in the preseason. That dude's been a turnover machine, even going back to last season. And early last season, it looked like he was kind of rejuvenated. And then the last few games, including their playoff game, he looked
like
garbage.
Started going back to the old Carson.
Yeah, so they may be catching the Cardinals at the right time. We'll see. I think both those teams are struggling a little bit at quarterback. But I said before the season, on paper, I think Arizona is as good as anybody. Arizona may be my pick to win the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have to look a lot better than they've looked in the last few games.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. I think that you're still going to have the usual suspects in the NFC, Seattle, Arizona, Green Bay, Minnesota, whichever team is able to actually come out of the pile of garbage that's in the NFC East. But like I said, it's going to be definitely a great weekend. I'm just glad that we now are playing for games that count, and we're playing for keeps. Because the preseason, so many times you see guys not playing, not dressing, only playing a series, something like that. So that's frustrating for me to watch, honestly.
What about the Texans? What do you expect out of them?
I definitely expect them to win this week. They got Chicago, who got rid of Martellus Bennett. They don't have Matt Forte anymore. My man Alshon Jeffrey's been kind of in and out all preseason and the offseason with his injuries. You still got Jay Cutler, who could be a turnover machine at quarterback, unsettled at running back. They just picked up Josh Sinton, so that should be a boost for the offensive line. But I don't really expect too much out of the Bears this season. And, I think Houston's going to win that game.
Yeah, I was stunned to see Sinton get cut.
Yeah, that really was.
Well, what do you think of Brock Osweiler as a quarterback from what you've seen so far? Do you think this guy is going to be the franchise quarterback that they've been lacking?
I think it's still too early. I think that Houston is not going to get – they're not going to be able to see what Brock Osweiler really is until about 30 good starts. That's what I truly believe. Obviously, Houston fans are not going to be that patient, but I think that – you're not going to know what you're really getting out of him until about a season and a half into this whole thing because he's still got to get on the same page with everybody within the offense. And they opened up the preseason against the 49ers, then went to go play the Saints. And albeit the Saints, their secondary, even when they're starting, is trash. So then you pile the fact that they just had backups in there. Arizona, like I said, they had Patrick Peterson and Honey Badger standing on the sideline in street clothes, just like me. And then fourth preseason game, that whoever even watches that. So I think you still don't really truly know what you're getting. I think that the game against Chicago, you'll get a nice little dose, a nice little tease, but it's still down the line. The guy's only had 7 career starts. So I think people got to really peel back the patience with this guy because it's going to take a while before you really know what you're getting.
You know fans, though. They got no patience. They're all trying to fire Les Miles today.
Yeah.
The LSU fans are.
LSU has got to get a quarterback. And just always going after these athletes, guys that don't necessarily really throw. And I think it hides a lot of the talent. Because with a guy like Fournette, you put him on a team with actual quarterback where you don't have to stack the box like what Wisconsin was doing a lot, and especially in the first half, then you really can see a guy like that. You can see his talent just come out through the screen more because he doesn't have to face an 8, sometimes 9-man box. But as long as that the quarterback is not feared, all you'll do is you'll see exactly what Alabama did to USC. Alabama was able to sit back with 2 safeties in their cover 2 or cover 5 because they know they can stop the run with 7 in the box. So whenever you actually can go and scare a defensive coordinator, then that safety does not have to be in the box as much because you got to put him back there. And now that gives more running room for just the offense to maneuver, especially the offensive line, and a running back like Fournette with a talent like that. You will truly, truly see, even more so now, you'll truly, truly see every ounce of his ability come out through the screen more, but he's got to get a quarterback.
All right, prediction time. What record will the Texans be staring at the end of the season?
Oh, man, you really put me on the spot.
Well, of course I'm putting you on the spot. It's part of the deal.
I still see about a 9-7, so 10-6. I see that. The division, because Andrew Luck is back and he supposedly won't have as many injuries piling up on him this year, I probably would still give the division to Indianapolis. I know everybody's real big on the offensive firepower that the Texans got. Lamar Miller, good back. Still don't think he's better than Arian Foster. I think that Texan fans are going to miss him. With the special plays he's able to make. But I'd still give the division right now to Indianapolis.
They've missed him the last 2 years because he's been on the sidelines. So, all right, that's Stanford Route, former Raiders cornerback, former University of Houston Cougar. You can follow him on Twitter at sroute with 2T's26.
There you go.
And going to be joining us to talk a little NFL this year. You're going to be doing some Hustle Town too?
Oh, yeah. Got that tomorrow night, 8 to 10.
Awesome. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have a gym of the day. Good to have you back, man.
All right, yes, I got to tell you guys about Gary Trichter one more time. In case this long weekend got you, they caught you for a Dewey. Guys, it's not the end of the world if you've got the right guy backing you in court. And that right guy is attorney Gary Trichter. A lot of guys will take DWI cases, a lot of lawyers. Very few are actually experienced in defending them in a trial setting. Most DWI lawyers are going in. They're trying to make a plea deal. They're trying to get out of there, get you a reduced sentence or a reduced penalty, and take their chunk of money and get out of there. That's not the case with Gary Trichter. He's experienced in telling the truth about the science, the faulty science behind these police breath and blood tests, and actually trying to defend his clients. If you failed the breath or blood test, don't go with just some schmo out of the phone book who's looking to make a quick buck off of you. If it's DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number into your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010, or you can visit him online at texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring. Located on the Weta, Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 Crown, Jaegers, Tuakas, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into Fun Day with the HD show. I was supposed to read that at 6 o'clock, not 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, John. I was supposed to say download the ESPN 97.5 app for your iOS or Android device, stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right, there we go. So I finally started that Stranger Things.
Yes.
I'm halfway through. Good.
No, you don't like it, huh?
No, it's, I mean, it's good. It's just, it's not.
I figured it would fall right to you.
Well, it's like got a lot of the things I like 80s hair, Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, there's some kind of cool. They did a good job of capturing the essence, because 83 is the year I graduated from high school, so this is right in my wheelhouse. The music, I'm getting like this way with almost everything that's oversold to me. I won't say oversold, because a lot of people I respect like it. I just think my expectations were too high.
I'm so mad that football season has.
But there's still four left. So
you still got to wait.
Yeah, I'm only halfway through. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to watch Narcos season two. But I haven't had time.
Yeah, that's next on my list. That's what I did today, was watch four episodes of it. So
I'm guessing Tuesday and Wednesday, those are no football days, at least this week. So I'm gonna have to try to jam some in there.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. I've dated some crazies in my life. I'm sure you have as well.
Never.
Okay, maybe you don't attract the freaks the way I do. Never one this crazy. When I say that, something very close to this happened to me once. But 19-year-old Carmen Chambly has been arrested after she attempted to get revenge on her ex-boyfriend by setting fire to his car.
Oh, boy.
Now, this was in Florida, of course, so it's not that simple, right? As she just tried to set the car on fire. Apparently, she stuck a rag in the gas tank and set it on fire. She may have also used a flammable liquid to do more damage to the Honda Civic. Problem? Not her boyfriend's car.
Oh.
She set the wrong one on fire. I have no idea who she is, said the owner, Thomas Jennings. And he said, I've never seen her in my life. Surveillance camera caught her. She is she faces charges of second-degree arson and has been arrested.
But that's always good.
Yeah, I'm glad she got caught. But I can just imagine how awful would it be if you've got some chick out setting your car on fire because she thinks it's her ex's. How well does she know her ex if she doesn't know his damn car?
Yeah, that's not great.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, I think Lamont nailed it. Stranger Things equals Stand By Me meets Poltergeist. Yeah, that's pretty, at least so far what I've seen, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's a good description of it. So we got a lot more to discuss in the final hour. We'll get back into some college football. There's some NFL stuff. Might even need to mention your Astros, who got done by the Rangers again this weekend, as they always do. At least they salvaged a game. And the Keuchel injury and what that's going to mean.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, because not only did they needed him to be good Dallas Keuchel, and to not have him at all, it's looking pretty bleak right now. But
yeah,
we knew that.
No McCullers, no Keuchel. It's going to be tough. But yeah, you know what?
That Feldman guy in your rotation.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But I'll give them credit, because they fought back after it looked like they were going to be swept.
Yeah,
and they got out to a big lead and almost blew it yesterday. They were able to hold on and not be swept. So they're still alive. I said if they got swept, I was going to go ahead and throw dirt on them for a playoff spot. I cannot. Now, of course, if they get swept by the Indians, I'll throw more dirt again. But that's a it's not looking great right now, I must say.
Well, I think they need to split with the Indians. At least, because I'll stick, if they can come out of this stretch only two games back, I think they have a chance. But
that's going to be tough anyway.
It is going to be tough.
Fred, school's back in session.
It is.
As you know. And not only for my kids, my dog is in school right now as we speak.
Really?
Yeah, my puppy's over at Man's Best Friend learning to be a good dog, so my wife doesn't tell me that she wants to get rid of her. So hopefully all goes well. I'm sure it will. I've taken my dogs before to Man's Best Friend, and they came back way more responsible, way smarter, just way easier to deal with. Man's Best Friend's the professional difference in dog training, whether you got an old dog or a young dog. Take them into Man's Best Friend. You'll be amazed at what they can do. I know my dog now, she's only 7 months old, but she's doing all the play biting and the jumping up on people that she meets. And we just got to nip that in the bud before she gets too big and it gets out of control. So took her to Man's Best Friend. They say, no problem. We'll be able to work this through. And the process is beginning. She'll be there for a couple weeks. And when she comes back, I'm expecting a brand new dog. They board, they train, they groom, and right now you can get your hands on some of that because we're doing a contest now through December. Go to ESPN975.com, click on the link there, and you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to put toward training, grooming, boarding, whatever you need to do. Man's Best Friend, they can do it like I'm doing, leave them there and let them learn, or you can do private lessons if you don't want to board them there. They do it all at Man's Best Friend. Practice makes perfect. Specifically in dog training. So remember to use Man's Best Friend when you do. They're located over on Bingle Road. If you haven't been by, it's an easy, just put it in your 2331 Bingle Road. Take you right there. Phone number 713-932-6709, or you can check them out online at mansbestfriend.com. And listeners, get 20% off by mentioning ESPN975.com. Remember to sign up for that gift card on ESPN975.com. And check them out, Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com.